Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. This week, I've done something very special, and I've just been taking testimonies about how that the Word of God has changed people's lives. And we've focused on healing this week. Of course, that's not the only way that God touches people's lives, but it is very dramatic, and I tell you, it really glorifies the Lord. And we've shared some of the most miraculous things that I've ever seen. We've talked about Nikki Oshinsky, who was raised up off of a deathbed. Her doctor, we interviewed, and we played this on our DVD on Monday. He said he never expected to see her at the appointment the next week. And she was just supernaturally raised up. And here it's been like nearly 10 years, I believe it is. And she's healthy. She's married. And just a beautiful young woman. And life is good. And, you know, they could have been celebrating the 10-year anniversary of her death. But God healed her. And we've talked about Jason Peterson, a young boy who had terrible skin allergies or rashes and just bleeding. And we've talked about his miraculous healing. And I saw him just recently at one of our services. And of course, he's years older now, but just totally healthy. No scars, no problems. Jesus has totally set him free. Praise God. We talked about Leslie and Mary Decker that were healed of asthma. I mean, such severe asthma that they would pass out and turn blue. And it could have been a death warrant for them to just go off their medication and believe God. And yet they got, I mean, fanatical about trusting God. And because of it, we're totally healed. And then yesterday on our program, I started sharing the testimony about Hannah Terades. They lived in the UK. And we had to break Hannah's testimony into two parts because of the length of it. Today, we're going to show the second part. And we are going to give you the final outcome of this. And it's just tremendous what God did. But just in case you missed this, yesterday it showed her problem. And I can't pronounce the name of it. Carly does that on the DVD. If you get our DVD, you can get the official name. But it was basically some kind of an immune problem in her body to where her body attacked everything that came into it, food, as being a foreign substance, and she got sick and would throw it up and reject it. And because of that, here she was at 3.5 years old, and she was only wearing 9-month-old children's clothes. Her hair was falling out. Her skin was bad. She had terrible pain. She had to have a tube inserted into her stomach, and they fed her intravenously. She had never eaten solid food in her life. Every bit of food she had ever had to be pureed or mashed up and fed to her in some kind of a liquid form. And eventually her body had gotten to where she had even rejected that, and the doctors sent her home to die. And in that situation, our partners in the U.S. enabled me to send a free tape to the U.K. back 15, 20 years ago. And that one tape, Ashley got hold of that. It just changed his whole life. I remember teaching that message. He's told me the title of the tape. I think it was In Christ Realities or something like that. And it was just where I took a lot of truths, things that normally would take me 15 or 20 times to teach. And I just crammed it all into one message and just gave like a shotgun blast. And it just overwhelmed him. Then he got on our website, started listening to the teachings. And then he found out, he wondered if I ever came to the UK. And it turned out that a meeting was starting the very next day in Walsall, England. So he took this as being God. He packed his whole family into a car. They took Hannah and all the rest of their kids up to Walsall. But there was a huge crowd. He hadn't been able to get to me. And as we ended the DVD yesterday, it looked like that it was going to be to no avail. Hannah was hurting so bad, and she had so much pain that they couldn't keep her in the services. So they were in a creche, a little nursery in the back of the room. And they had not been able to get to me, and it looked like despair was about to set in and that their daughter was going to die, even though they'd come so close. It didn't look like it was going to work. And then Leslie Decker, one of the ladies that we used on our program last Wednesday, she was the director of our UK school. She came in, she found the situation, and she was able to connect me with Hannah. We prayed, and praise God, you'll be blessed to see the rest of this story. Watch this, and I'll be back at the close of today's program.
We were just despairing at that point, thinking we've come so far with such high hopes to miss it. You know, we really thought, have we come this far to nearly miss it? Are we going to go home empty-handed? I had really no idea what was wrong with the child. All I knew is she had a backpack on. And when I came into the room and I stepped over her, here's the backpack, here's the child, and here's this tube. Honestly, it was the creepiest thing. It looked like a little remote-controlled toy was the child, and this backpack was like this remote. It was awful. It was like this thing was just zapping her. It was supposed to be giving her life, but it was like bondage, absolute bondage.
She didn't just stumble across us by chance, you know. I believe the Lord set that up. And she came in, and she knew there was something wrong. And she prayed with us. She realised it wasn't just a tantrum, I think, after a while. And we explained to her the situation. And that was probably the first time I really cried, because up to then I kind of held it all together, you know. But I was facing facts that she was going to die. And I didn't want to face that reality. But I kind of got my emotion and got my hopes built to such a crescendo that was like the climax. And then to feel like that's going to be snatched away, that we're going to go home and our daughter's going to die. I just couldn't go there. I just couldn't, and there was nothing I could do about it. And once I started to cry, I mean, I couldn't stop. Just like the years, it just came out all in one go.
Having known Carly now, I know she doesn't cry really easily. You know, this is something, she's one tough cookie. She believes the word and she harnesses those emotions and she goes the direction that God wants her to go. But there was something happening in her heart right at that moment, a very vulnerable moment.
And Leslie was great and she prayed with us and she just spoke really good words over us. And then she said she was going to go and get Andrew. And so we were alone for a few minutes. And finally, Hannah just cried herself to sleep in the buggy and she was calm.
She went and asked Andrew to come back there, and Andrew and Jamie came in. And it was a real special moment because, you know, it wasn't up the front and it wasn't a spectacle, it wasn't a show or anything. It was in a little back creche room, and it was a real humble experience, you know. And Andrew just sat down and his wife was there, and he let us just tell him the whole story.
He just let us talk to him and tell him how awful it all was, and how desperate the situation was, and everything that was wrong with her. Our whole medical history just blah in about 2 minutes flat.
Whoever we told up until that point, whether it was pastors, you know, leaders, whoever it was, mature Christians, they would always be horrified and, oh no. And, you know, they'd be horrified at how bad it was. But when we told Andrew, he just smiled and said,
"It's a piece of cake for Jesus.
This is a piece of cake for Jesus."
And this smile crept across his face and I was like, that's awesome. This guy really believes this, doesn't he? You know, and that faith on the inside of us rose up.
You know, Andrew doesn't go into these long, lengthy ordeals. He's the same as when he prayed for me and I received my healing back in 2001. He's the same today, 2007, it doesn't matter. He's still the same. He gets straight to the point with his prayer.
So, Father, Jamie and I just agree. And we thank you that by the stripes of Jesus, Hannah has already been healed.
Like I said, he prayed for her. Very simple prayer. He just told the disease to go in Jesus' name. Told her body to be restored in Jesus' name.
And then we were kind of left with a bit of a dilemma. Like, what do we do now? And she was asleep in the buggy at that time. So she was asleep throughout him praying for her.
Now, when she woke up, the first thing we said to her when she woke up was, "Jesus has healed you." And she, as soon as she heard that, she smiled. She said, "I want to eat."
And I'm like, "Yeah, now you can eat." I said to her, "So what do you want to eat?" She goes, "I want some lunch. I want to go to McDonald's."
So I went and got my boys. I told them, I said, Jesus healed Hannah, and they took it in their stride. They just said, that's great, now she can eat.
In the meantime, we were driving around in a strange city looking for McDonald's, and you'd think there'd be a McDonald's in every city, and we couldn't find it. So we ended up at this KFC, and she said, oh, KFC will do just fine. So, okay.
We bought some chicken, and she sat there, took bites of the chicken, swallowed it, took more bites, swallowed it, ate some fries, swallowed it, ate some more, swallowed it. And we was all just looking at her in amazement, thinking, wow, she's never swallowed food like this before, ever.
Chicken nuggets, chips, fizzy drink, cake, ice cream. I mean, anyone who'd been on a fast for that long and suddenly ate that amount of food would be ill, right? Every food group possible that could cause any sort of reaction, we tested in that first couple of hours, I think. But she just stuffed it all in and was just still grinning and running around, bouncing around the restaurant. And by now, I mean, well over an hour had passed. There was no sign of her flaking out on the floor. And normally, the hour would be up, she'd be on the floor, she'd be ready to be plugged in, back into her energy supply, if you like. She was bouncing off the walls in the restaurant.
So I phoned her up, and that's when I discovered that they'd gone to Caris Bible College to the conference, and Andrew had prayed over her, Hannah, and she'd been healed. And I was just absolutely amazed. I just sat and cried.
She said, Hannah's healed. Had this phone call. She said, Hannah's healed. And I said, sorry. She said, Hannah's healed. And I couldn't take it on. She said, Hannah is healed. I said, what has happened? She got this phone call from Carly. She went to this Andrew Rowe and people laid hands on her and she's healed. And I said, what do you mean she's healed? She's healed. She's healed. And we were just jumping for joy. Wow.
We went back to the conference because there was one more meeting in the evening.
We'd heard this little cough and we're kind of like, oh no, what's going to happen next?
For the first time, she just started to choke, as if she was going to throw everything up and be sick, like she would have done sometimes in the past.
The boys were so used to her being sick, when they heard that little cough, they'd run away, sick on me, mummy, sick on me, and just leg it, because they thought they were going to get covered in puke.
She just started to choke, and straight away I remembered the teaching, you know, don't beg God to stop it, just command. And I said to her, I said, choking, stop in Jesus' name. She stopped choking, and that was that.
And then it happened again in the car on the way home. That night, it happened again, and again, Ashley spoke over her, and she was perfectly right as rain, instantaneously. But I know that if we hadn't have had that grounding, if we hadn't had that teaching in our heart, we wouldn't have known what to do. And so when the symptoms came back, we would have just thought, oh, too good to be true, you know. And before you know it, full blown manifestation of the disease would have been upon her, you know. But because we'd had that grounding, we'd had those weeks of teaching where we got the word in our heart, we guarded our heart, we knew that we weren't going to let Satan rob her of her healing. He might try, but he wasn't going to win.
And from that day, she's never had any medication. She's never had any formula food through a tube. She's never had any doctor's treatment. She's off all her medication. She's never been ill since then.
And she just was happy, totally different child. Happy little girl. Just running around. She's still running around. She's still eating. She's still busy, 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 always getting into everything. So you know, she became the child she was always meant to be.
Well, I've got a text message here that Ashley sent to me. Praise God. Hannah was healed yesterday lunchtime. She's been eating like a trooper since. KFC, sweets, yogurts, crisps. Cheese, chocolate spread sandwiches with no problems. She has been healed. Make no mistake, Jesus has healed her 100%, just like the word tells us so. 1 Peter 2:24. Glory to God.
But I believe until you actually experience a miracle close to you, like happens with Hannah, you can't really say, well, personally, I couldn't really say yes. Miracles do happen. And then I can say, miracles do happen.
But when we went back to the hospital to have the tube taken out, they did all sorts of examinations and blood tests and things. And The unusual thing with Hannah was, aside from this rare disease, she also had a blood clotting disease. We didn't find out this out until she had her first surgery to put the tube in. But it's a very rare blood clotting disease that only one in maybe 1 or 2 million children have. And they did a whole battery of blood tests. They came back with these blood tests and they couldn't find it. That had gone too. So we're like, praise the Lord. But we had all these, we had all our best arguments ready that if they were to come with these bad results, because we just kind of expected them to come out with bad results because they just always did. We were just ready to hammer them with a word and say, no, we're not having that. Just ready to, any little word from the doctor that was negative, we weren't having it spoken over our daughter. We were about to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We were like, right there, ready. And they just examined her, and the doctor, I mean, I've worked in the medical profession and never in my career have I seen anything like this. The doctor looked at Hannah, looked at these test results, and just physically stepped back and looked at her, and she said, you're perfect. There's nothing wrong with you.
And Hannah just smiled at the doctors and said, I know I'm perfect. So they just said she was perfect then, which was great, and they gave a general anaesthetic, they removed the tube, and she came to and she was absolutely fine, and she's been fine since.
This is Hannah's bedroom. These are all her things. Oh, here he is. Here's the dog who had a tube in his tummy. I don't know if he bears the scars of it. It kind of went in there. This is where a doggy had a little tube in his tummy and then he got healed too. Now, when Hannah was sick, she used to insist on praying for herself at bedtime. Most of our boys, they like to us as parents to pray for them and pray that they don't have any bad dreams at night. But before Hannah was healed, when she was still really, really sick, she used to insist on praying for herself. And every night she'd pray the same prayer. She'd just thank Jesus that he loved her and that he had made her better. This is before she was healed. So she had a revelation on healing way before we did.
We hope that you've been encouraged by Hannah's miracle. It has certainly changed everyone in the Terades family. After Hannah's healing, Ashley and Carly sold their home and moved to Walsall to become part of Charis Bible College, where they could absorb more of the teaching that made all the difference for Hannah. The next year, grandparents from both sides of the family sold homes and businesses to do the same. Today, all of them attend CBC. Of course, a special thank you is due to the partners of Andrew Womack Ministries who gave extra so that this teaching could be made available free of charge to people in need. We thank you. And in her own special way, Hannah thanks you.
Praise God. I tell you, that was just one powerful miracle, the healing of Hannah. And today, she is just the happiest little kid that you've ever seen. She is full of life. You know, as I said on yesterday's program, Ashley and Carly and their entire family have moved over here to the U.S. now. And they actually are on staff in our Bible college. And they are just a powerful, powerful couple, and they are being used. And Hannah is witnessing. Her brothers, Zach and I think it's Josh, are witnessing in their school. They're leading people to the Lord. You know, let me just tell you one other little story that I forget which one of the brothers, it was either Zach or Josh, had just studied in Sunday school about Elijah calling fire down from heaven. And they were witnessing to one of their friends at school the next day. And this little kid was saying, you know, there isn't a God. There isn't any such thing as a God. And so I think it was Zach. He says, I can prove to you that there is a God. And he told him the story about Elijah calling fire down from heaven. And he says, we can't call fire down out here on the playground. But he says, I tell you what, you get this pile of sticks and you put this pile of sticks over here. I'll put a pile of sticks here. And then he covered his pile with leaves to camouflage them and to hide them so that you couldn't see any sticks. And he says, I'm going to pray and ask God to send a bird down here and take away a stick from my pile to show that he is the true God. And he had no longer said, no, sooner said that than a bird flew down, dug through the leaves, picked up one of those sticks that they had there and flew off. And this other kid says, my God, it's real. And anyway, he got to lead him to the Lord. And they are on fire. I mean, these kids are putting us to shame, man. They believe God. And all of this came because they grabbed hold of the truth. And I want to point this out. This is very important that you understand this. That when I prayed for Hannah, I believe she was healed. And instantly she felt better and she wanted to go eat. And for the first time in her 3.5 year life, she ate solid food. I don't discount that. God healed her when I prayed for her. But did you know that not very long after that, an hour or two after that, and then I think one other time in the next 24 hours, she started to have this same reaction that she had had before where she started hurting and was going to throw up. And in both cases, Ashley took his authority that he had learned from the Word of God and spoke to her and said, no, you were healed. We command this body to respond. And I can't overemphasize how important that is. I pray with lots of people and instantly their pain leaves and they get better. And I really believe that the healing power of God comes. But then many of those people, when they get away from me, Satan comes and hits them with another pain or another problem. You know, I know that the devil knows that I believe it, but he's not totally sure whether you believe it. And so when people leave me, all of a sudden there may be a symptom. There may be something that looks contrary to healing. And I know that there's a lot of people that just cave. And they think, well, I thought I was healed. I felt like I was healed. But here's this pain back. Here's this symptom back. And they just open up the door and receive it. I tell people all of the time that the devil's going to come and knock on your door. But how you respond to that determines whether or not you will continue in your healing. If you say, oh, no, I wasn't healed. Or, oh, no, it's back. I lost my healing. Then you just opened up the door and let that sickness back in. But see, when you respond the way that Ashley and Carly did and you say, no, in the name of Jesus, by His stripes we were healed, and you take your authority and you command your body to respond. Boy, that is so powerful. Ashley and Carly, I believe Hannah was healed when I prayed for her. I believe that when she went out and ate all of this food, it was a testimony. But you know, in just a few hours, here they were being tested to see, are you going to believe, or was it just Andrew that believed? And I praise God for the way that they responded. I would to God that every person that listened to me would respond the way that Ashley and Carly Terradez had. But there's a lot of people that come, and they are just expecting me to produce this healing for them. And I don't mind praying with people and helping them, but I'm telling you, the missing ingredient is that it was Ashley and Carly who stood and believed God. And because of that, their little daughter, Hannah, today is alive and well and full of life. And they're here in the States. They're a part of our school. They're changing people's lives. Their lives are counting because people got into the Word of God. And they did it in a very relatively short period of time. You can do it too. I encourage you to get these materials. Get our DVDs that give these testimonies. This free booklet that has all kinds of scriptures in it about healing, and get hold of these truths, and it'll work for you the same way that it worked for Hannah and her parents.
The story you saw in today's program is included, along with 4 additional healing testimonies, on the Healing Journeys Volume 1 DVD. This DVD is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Or you can get this product as part of the Healing Journeys package, which includes 3 DVDs, Healing Journeys Volumes 1, 2, and 3. These 3 DVDs contain a total of 15 healing testimonies that will inspire your faith and help you reach out to receive all that God has for you. In addition to the DVDs, this package also includes a copy of the booklet, God Wants You Well. This booklet answers questions about healing and lists every instance in the Bible where Jesus healed. The entire package has a catalog value of $77, but today you can get the Healing Journeys package for a gift of just $50 or more.
I want to encourage you to get these products that we're offering this week. We're offering these 3 DVDs of Healing Journeys. This is a total of 15. 15 testimonies of miraculous healings, and I tell you, every one of them is awesome. It will build your faith. This is a tremendous way to share these truths with other people. Many of you believe in the healing power of God, and yet how do you share it with people that don't believe it? Many times they'll receive a testimony that wouldn't receive anything else. And then we have this little booklet that has some testimonies. This has Nikki Oshinsky's testimony in it. And on the back, it has every instance in the New Testament where Jesus healed a person. And this in itself is well worth the price. So remember these products that we're offering, and please take advantage of them.
The booklet, God Wants You Well, is available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this booklet free of charge when you request it. We'd also like to remind you that we're offering Andrew's latest book titled Effortless Change for a gift of any amount. Contact us today to get your copy. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Phoenix, Arizona this week for a Gospel Truth Seminar January 6th through the 8th, at Living Word Bible Church in Mesa, Arizona this Sunday, January 9th, and in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the Charis Bible College Men's Advance January 20th through the 22nd. He'll also be in Houston, Texas for a Gospel Truth Seminar February 10th through the 12th, in Colorado Springs for Charis Bible College Campus Days March 9th through the 11th, and in Orlando, Florida for a Gospel Truth Seminar March 31st through April 2nd. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
When Andrew and Jamie were young, they went to a conference on biblical prosperity. They desperately wanted to get the teaching, but simply could not afford it. Andrew promised God that if he was ever in a position to make his teaching available, he would never deny it to someone for lack of funds.
And that's what motivated me really to give, is the fact that he gives his stuff away.
Our hearts are just tied with what Andrew's doing, what he's trying to accomplish.
The partnership is helping do what I can't do.
I know that I'm a part of something so big.
And my gifts can help reach the nations and the people. Whoever has ears to hear, they will hear.